This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Step one, get health insurance coverage under the Affordable Care Act. Happening, albeit slowly, for millions of Americans. Step number two, find a doctor. Yeah, so that's a sticking point. Nearly 20% of Americans live in places that don't have enough primary care physicians to begin with, a shortage that's only going to get worse as more people get insurance. So enter the nurse practitioner, Erin Toner of WUWM in Milwaukee reports.
I can go right in there and take your shoes and jacket off. I'll bring in an extra chair, too, here.
A young boy named Aaron Davis hops up on the exam table and swings his legs as a nurse takes his temperature and blood pressure. Then she checks the boy's vision.
When I point to the letter, you just tell me what you see, okay?
E-H-H-O-R.
It's the 10-year-old's first visit to this new primary care clinic in Milwaukee. It's an area with a lot of healthcare needs, but few doctors. Physicians don't want to be here because most people are on Medicaid and doctors don't make money off those patients. Aaron's mom, Jessica Peterson, is happy there's a new healthcare option so close to home.
Because there's so many kids in the neighborhood that I'm sure has to go far out to see a doctor, so this is very, very, very convenient.
But the clinic hasn't brought in any new doctors. Instead, nurse practitioners run it. They can handle the majority of primary care and prescribe drugs. The clinic will still lose money on its Medicaid patients, but nurse practitioners cost a lot less than doctors. It's a model that's spreading.
There's been tremendous growth in the nurse-managed health clinics, especially prior to the Affordable Care Act implementation, but certainly also now.
Teen Hansen Turton is head of the National Nursing Centers Consortium. She says there are now 500 nurse-led clinics around the country, and the number will expand as providers look for less pricey ways to provide health care.
I would go as far to say that we won't have a successful implementation of the Affordable Care Act if we don't utilize nurse practitioners in primary care roles.
Back at the new clinic in Milwaukee, nurse practitioner Susan Thaler is getting Aaron Davis's medications in order.
Okay, so I see no allergies. And for medications, the albuterol inhaler and the albuterol nebulizer.
The boy has asthma, just like many of the young patients in this neighborhood. Thaler says her approach goes beyond just treating symptoms.
As a family nurse practitioner, I offer a holistic assessment and then primary care. In that assessment, mental health issues, growth and development issues.
This clinic and another new one in town are operated by Children's Hospital of Wisconsin and Marquette University. Director Carrie Yamet says the clinics came about because neighbors lobbied for better health care options.
Children's listened to the residents and realized that there was a need to provide closer access to health care in this community. So here we are today.
The response has been so good that one of the clinics has already expanded its hours, and there are plans to add even more nurses in the coming months. In Milwaukee, I'm Erin Toner for Marketplace.